Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Peo Daf and Vov, Perek Shishi, beginning of Halacha Vov, starting in Nun Hamud Beis in the bottom of the Amud. The Mishnah says, Kamo Matzelis Es Ha'Omer, Ve'es HaKamo. So, as we mentioned before, many times throughout the Masechta, there is Kamo and there is Omer. Kamo means standing grain. Grain that is connected to the ground, it wasn't harvested yet. Omer means sheaves. It means bundles of tefuah that were already cut from the ground and were put aside. So now the Mishnah says that a kamo, meaning standing grain, matzelas es ha'omer. If you have oimer next to the kamo, so then the kamo, the standing grain, is matzelas. It makes the oimer not become shichicha. In a case that one did not forget the kamo, the standing grain is there and he didn't forget it. And next to it, there is grain that was harvested, and he forgot. So the kamo saves the oimer. We'll see in the Gemara why is that so. And the same way the kamo saves the oimer, it saves also other kamo. If someone forgot standing grain, which is connected to the ground, right next to kamo, which he did not forget, so one saves the other. But ha'oimer, meaning harvest grain, bundles, sheaves that are already cut from the ground, einu matzil lois ha'oimer v'lois ha'kamo. Even though he did not forget it, it does not save standing grain or oimer. Eizui kama shimatzas oimer, which kama does save the oimer? Kol she'eino shechicho, or the gears on the side, kol she'eino shechucho, anything which was not forgotten, afilu kelach echot, even if it's only one stalk and it's connected to the ground, it will save the oimer which is next to it. Continues the Mishnah of Vov Amud Aleph. Seyo tvua akuro v'seyo she'eino akuro. Now you have the sizes. We mentioned earlier that when you have two seyos, it doesn't become shechicha. You have your one seyo, which is disconnected from the ground, and you have one seyo, which is connected to the ground. V'chen be'ilon, or you have a tree, which part of it is connected, and part of the fruits are not connected. Or hashum v'abetzolim, you have onions and garlic. Each one is one seyo. Einu mitzdafin, they don't join together. In order to have to be two seos, in order to not to be chayav and shechicha, you need them to be one kind and to be together. Says Rabbi Yossi, if there is anything between these two piles, let's say the akura of a she'ena akura, the connected and disconnected, there's something in between that belongs to the ani. For example, leket, meaning you have something there that the oni owns, so then these two piles don't connect because there's something in between that separates them. But if there's nothing in between that separates them, so then you could put them together, consider them together to be two seyos, and it's not shechicha, and the Gemara is going to say more details about this Rabbi Yossi. Says the Gemara, Omer Rabbi, k'tiv k'tiktzor k'tzircho basotcho v'shochachto oimer basode. So the pasuk is clearly talking about ketik tzork tzircho, your milling of harvest. And then you say, oimer shesi voice of kotzir. Oimer that around it was all kotzir, was all cut off. So then you have a din of shechicho. V'lo oimer shesi voice of kamo. Not a oimer that around it there's a standing grain connected to the ground. So here you see that if you have a kamo connected to the ground, it saves the oimer from being shechicho. V'lamo oimer shesi voice of oimorim. Meaning, well, how do you know? Why don't you look in the pasuk and say that if you have a rounded oimer, it will also save it? Because at the end of the day, it's not completely harvested. You still have bundles around it. So says the Gemara, oimer shesi voice of oimorim. When you have oimer that are around it, there's still oimorim. Mashetachtav sodet. Underneath the oimorim, it's a clear field. It's a clear harvest field. So you have a key of the pasuk that it is katsir. Oimer is the voice of kamo, mashatach tav koshim. But oimer, we have around it kamo, standing grain. The bottom of the grain is kashim, is straw connected to the ground. Meaning the Torah is telling you, if you have still standing grain which is connected to the ground around the oimer, it's not shechicha. But if it's either empty, or even if you have sheaves around it which are not connected to the ground, though it's considered to be a shechicha, which is not surrounded by standing grain. Says the word Tano, Kamas Chavei Roy Matzeles Es Sheloi. when you have a kama of your friend, it's not doesn't belong to the owner of the oimer, it also saves it. Shel goy matzel shel yisrael. If it belongs to a goy, it saves the one of yisrael. Shel chiti matzel shel soirim divi rebi. And wheat saves barley, the other kind. They're all being saved through the kama. It's all included in this pasuk. Chachamim say, "Eino matzelis elo shloi, eino matzelis elo emino." Only if it's his, only if it's the same kind, that's when it saves. And obviously, if it belongs to a goy, so obviously it does not save. So they are all, there has to be very specific kamo in order to save the oimer. Says the Moratani, "I'm shuvim gamliel k'shem she'akamo matzelis oimer kacha oimer matzelis akamo." So shuvim gamliel argues on the Mishnah. And he says that not only standing grain saves the oimer, but also oimer saves standing grain. It goes both ways. And he comes and says, v'dinu. It makes sense. It's kal v'chomer. Uma'im kamo, shiyofi bekoyach ha'oni. The kamo, which is great for the oni. Because by the kamo, you have other things, the matos sanim that you have. For example, peyo is only in kamo when it's connected. And leket, whatever you have doing the cuts of it stays in the ground. So standing grain is better for the oni. And still, it will save the oimer. The word v'shachicho here is not shaykh. So you just read it. It does save the oimer. Oimer shehura b'koyach oni. Oimer, the only matas anemia by oimer, by a sheev, is what? Is shikicho. You don't have any other matas anim. Einodin shiatzil, of course, it should be matzil things around it if it was not shechicho. Meaning, the oni has less of a hand than oimer. So, if a kama saves something from being shechicho, so oimer, the disconnected sheev, should also save. Says the Gemara from Vomun base, Omer loy Rebbe. So, Rebbe answers to Rishum and Gamliel. He comes to be poyrech the kal v'chomer. And we're going to read here the Girusa Reb Chaim has on the side. Meaning, you look at the opposite. You know why the kamo is able to save the oimer? The standing grain is able to save the oimer? Because the oimer, the oni doesn't have so much connection to it. The only thing the oni has in it is shichicho. Not peyo, not leket. You don't have that in the oimer. That's why the kamo is able to save the oimer. But oimer, you want an oimer to save the kama? Kama is so strong. Kama is something where the oni has leket shicho peyo. So of course, the oimer will not be able to save such a strong thing that belongs to the oni. Meaning, Rishuv Gamliel was looking on what saves. Kama saves, oimer saves. Rebbe is looking at what's being saved. You look at what's the thing that's coming out of it. Rebbe says, what are you saving now? What are you coming to disqualify with shichicho? Are you saving something which belongs to the ani, or are you saving something which belongs less to the ani? Says the Gemara, "Midirei Shneim Nilmod." We learn from both of these shitos, Rebbe and Rishon Gamliel. Matzilin oimer meoimer, vein matzilin kamo mekamo. Meaning, based on the answer of Rebbe Rishon Gamliel, it says, "Don't look at what saves; look at what's being saved." You say, "What happens if what is saved and what's being saved? They're both called the downgraded." Part of the oni, meaning an oimer, then for sure it's going to be saved. The only reason that Rebbe told Rishon and Gamliel that you cannot have a kavachomer is because you're saying what's being saved. You have to look at now what is saving and what's being saved. But if I have an oimer and an oimer, so both the one who's saving and the one who's being saved are both weak in terms of matas anim. So of course they should be saved according to Rebbe and according to Rishon and Gamliel. Meaning, the Rebbe did not have the answer of Shurim Gamliel. And the same thing, the opposite, kama from kama. When you have two things which are connected to the ground, you have something you forgot, something you did not forget. Based on this conversation of Rebbe and Shurim Gamliel, you should learn that kama cannot save a kama. Because kama is so strong, and it cannot be saved, like Rebbe told Shurim Gamliel. So meaning, from the conversation of Shurim Gamliel and Rebbe, we learn, oimer will save oimer. Kama will not save a kama. What about an oimer? Can that save a kama or not? That will be machlekes Rebbe Rishon and Gamliel. Now the Gemara goes back to the Mishnah. And the Mishnah said that the kama saves the oimer. Why? Because the Kamo he did not forget, and the Omer he did forget. Says the Gemara, Haim Shochach Shechicho. Meaning, if he will forget the Kamo eventually, then there will become a Shechicho. This goes back to the discussion we had early in the Masechta. Discussion was, something which was disqualified for being Shechicho, can it eventually become Shechicho later? Says the Gemara, L'chur from our Mishnah, you see that yes, because the only reason Kamo is saving the Omer, because he didn't forget the Kamo. But if he eventually will forget the Kamo, so then it will not save the Omer anymore, and the Omer will become Shechicho. So Omer, which was disqualified from being Shechicho, will turn to be Shechicho. You see, something which was disqualified becomes qualified. Says the Gemara, no, there's no Raya. Tipote b'sheshochach es hakamo tchilo. The diuk of the Mishnah is incorrect. If you didn't forget the Kamo, it saves the Omer. Now, if you did forget the Kamo before you forgot the Omer, so then it will not save the Omer. But if you did not forget the Kamo before you forgot the Omer, and it saved the Omer, and then eventually forgot the Kamo, no Raya that the Kamo will be qualified again to become Shechicho. The Gemara goes on and learns another diuk for the Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah that if you have a Kuru v'sheina Kuru, connected and not connected, so then they don't join to be two Seis. Haim ayushteim akurus, but they're both disconnected. Lebal abayis. So then, in Echinami, the two Seis join together, even though they're both in two different piles. Masnison kiram gamliel. Chora Mishnah is like a gamliel that says there can be two different piles, as we learned earlier in Halachah. Says the Gemara, v'titzol akuro. We're using the Reb Chaim's girso. V'titzol akuro mishe'eino akuro. Meaning, we learned in the Mishnah that when you have something connected and something that's not connected, you have Kam and you have Omer, the Kam saves the Omer. So here they have two piles. Akuro v'sheina akuro. The Eina akuro, the one which is not disconnected, should be matzil the akuro. Elama, what you tell me? Because you forgot the akuro. All that a Kam saves the shechicho is when you did not forget the Kam. But here you eventually forgot the ones which are connected. So it says, well, you see, we're going back to the Raya, that something which we're saving will and made something disqualified from being Shechicho. Once you forgot it, now the thing that you say will turn back to be Shechicho. Going back to the discussion, something which was disqualified can be qualified eventually. So that's what Gemara says, Fe'etitzo akuro sheina akuro. The akuro already saved it. See, something which he was saved, and then you forgot it. So something was disqualified, will qualified eventually. So the more definite side of Mudalef, Omar Rav Yonason, Tipota, you'll explain this, Bekoitze Shuro, Umeham Shuro, Tekva Shochach Sakamo, Achelo Shochach Soymarim. So this is a similar answer we said before. We're talking about these harvesting Shuro, and then he's going and making piles, making bundles in the next year, in the next row. And he forgot the Kama, he forgot the connected one before he forgot the Omer. Meaning, he was harvesting, and then he forgot one thing which was still connected, still standing grain. When he goes to the next row, he is already doing piles. But the one which was connected, the first row, he forgot the Kama. He forgot the connected one. And now he's forgetting the Akuro. That's the reason She'ena Akuro is not saying the Akuro. Because once he got to the Akuro, when he got to the disconnected one, he already forgot what was connected. So in Chinami, it doesn't save. But if he would not forget, if the sequence of events was that first he had a Kamo, unforgotten. Then he had a Oimer or something which is Akuro, forgotten. So the connected will save it. And then eventually when you forget the one which connected, after, maybe you could say that the Oimer, the thing which was disconnected, will not go back to become Shechicho, because once it's disqualified, it doesn't go qualified again. So once again, the Gemara touches upon this Sugya. And with this, we conclude Yerushalmi Peyo Daf Nunvov.